our troubled bridge. There's peaceful water underneath our troubled bridge. You led a charge, you ran and hid. There's peaceful water underneath our troubled bridge. Everyone loves a new love baby at the start. Everyone loves a new love sugar at the start. Ever after's not the easy part. It feels like you never wanted me around. It feels like you never wanted me around. I've been through my heart and what I found. Like you never wanted me around. We'll be right back.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host for the hour, Sarah Lapsley. Yay, I have a summer slot. So students went away for a while because it's summer. And I'm getting a regular fill-in slot for the whole summer or until the students come back. So every Sunday, 6 to 7 p.m., I'm going to be on the air. So I'm really excited. Yay. I have some ideas I want to develop over the summer. But for today, I'm just going to play kind of random music that I like. And then there's a special podcast on at 7 p.m. I forget, but it's I think it's like a documentary about a concert or something. It's worth tuning into. I guarantee it. So I just played Black Mountain Stormy High. They played last night at the Commodore. I'm sure it was really good. They're a phenomenally talented band, and live, they're out of the park. They do have a new album called Four, like in Roman numerals. And it just came out. It's the first full-length release from the group in close to 6 years. They did a little, I don't know, sounds to me like a publicity kind of stunt. They claimed that they hid a secret backwards masked message on the album. So if you play it backwards, then there's a secret message. And if you can figure out what it is, you can win a lifetime entry into their gigs, festivals notwithstanding. So I don't know if anybody actually bothered to play the album backwards and figure out the message. But the author of this little article here suggests that since they announced it on April 1st, April Fool's Day, that it's maybe not. Maybe it's an April Fool's joke. That would be mean to waste the time of your fans, and because like they would just get stoned and listen to the record backwards, and I don't know. I don't think that's a nice thing to do, but I'm actually going to do a little bit of digging. I'm going to play another Black Mountain song, and I'm going to do a bit of digging and see if I can find out if there was a winner of the contest, if there actually is a backwards masked message on the new Black Mountain album. But anyways, I haven't heard how the concert at the Commodore last night was, but I bet it was amazing. I'm going to play another song from their older album because these are the songs I know and I like things that I know. This one is sung by Amber, who's an amazing singer. She's kind of this force unto herself. Her voice is, I was thinking as I was listening to the song earlier, it's almost like she's almost verging on overtone singing or throat singing at times. She's got this really rich, tense kind of vibrato. And when she really gets going, it's quite amazing. She just spirals out this sound. This one is called Night Walks, and I like it because it was the full moon, quite a powerful full moon on Friday night. The moon was in Sagittarius conjunct Mars, opposite the sun and Venus. And yeah, I experienced it as quite overwhelming. And this song kind of reminds me of the mood that I was in. And so it's a bit of a shout out to the full moon that just happened. And it is called Night Walks by Black Mountain. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
Just like me, just
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host for the hour, Sarah Lapsley. Thanks for listening. I just played two tracks from Black Mountain from their 2008 album In the Future. I played Stormy High, and that was a lunar kind of soundscapey one with great vocals by Amber Weber called Nightwalk. So yes, indeed, it was not an April Fool's joke. Black Mountain did hide a back mask message in their new album 4, and it was a contest launched on April Fool's Day, but actually it was not a joke. They crowned the lucky winner, a Bay Area artist, 1 week later. The message was, "Do you want my love?" Yes, I do. So one lucky person gets to see all the Black Mountain shows forever in the Bay Area, festivals notwithstanding. So that's kind of cool. I'm looking at a video right now of the title track, not the title track, but the single from the new album 4. So obviously a Led Zeppelin kind of shout out, and definitely the video looks really good here. Steve McBean and Amber Weber are dressed in capes, so it's definitely psychedelic. So let's play this one, and then we'll move on to talk about some other events that happened last night. Black Mountain played last night at the Commodore, so I'm sure lots of people were there. It was sold out, I think. This one's Mothers of the Sun. So enjoy. Brand new track from Black Mountain. It's 8 minutes long, so sorry.
Oh. when you've been fooled. Let's come together upon heaven's ground. What you've been schooling has messed us around. We've seen the white light on crimson ball, while of confusion towers us all.
Ain't no fooling.
Wow, that was Black Mountain, Mothers of the Sun from their new album 4. I can't believe how good that was. It was totally shamanic. And you have to watch the video because Steve McBean is like in, he looks like Merlin with like a necklace of bones and a cape and everything. I can only imagine how good that was live last night at the Commodore. And it was an exciting night in Vancouver because there was another great band in town, a seminal punk band from Britain, the Buzzcocks. So if you're too young to know who the Buzzcocks are, they're an English punk band formed in Bolton in 1975 by singer-songwriter Pete Shelley and singer-songwriter Howard Devoto. So they're regarded as an important influence on the Manchester music scene and sort of inspired sort of punk rock, power pop, indie rock. They achieved commercial success with songs that fused pop craftsmanship with rapid-fire punk energy. I'm going to play a couple songs. I heard they were really good. I babysat, but my friend went to the show, and she said it was amazing. So I'm going to play a favorite of mine from the Buzzcocks. Maybe this is sort of their most famous one. It's called Have You Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have? Yep, that happens a lot to me. Here we go, the Buzzcocks. Technical problems that got cut off. Sorry. Oh, that's not good. How about I play another one from the Buzzcocks? That was painful. I'm just messing around. Here's another one from the Buzzcocks. Sorry about that. This is called What Do I Get?
I just want a lover like any other. What do I get? I only want a friend to stay to the end. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I'm in distress, I need a caress. What do I get? I'm not the maker, I just need a break. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I only get sleepless nights alone here in my humble bed. We are just in the time I try. So I wish that I would have the truth instead. What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Do I get?
That was the Buzzcocks, although both those songs that I played, Ever Fall in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have and What Do I Get, are both sort of released on their album singles Going Steady. So they played last night, really great show at the Rickshaw apparently. I'm going to play another song from a local punk band, like really seminal punk band, the Pointed Sticks. I can't tell you, they're just the epitome of cool, and I'm very excited they are playing July 2nd in New Westminster, my town of residence. Not enough people know how cool New Westminster is, but you will soon find out as you flock to the suburbs away from the high rents in Vancouver. New West is the place to come. And there's a cool venue at the Columbia Theater. And so the Pointed Sticks are going to be playing there. Yay! The drummer for this band is probably the coolest individual alive. His name is Ian. And this is a song, the music video, from I'm Numb, or it was rather actually I'm confused. I'm gonna play this one, Out of Luck by the Pointed Sticks. It was a live TV performance I was going to play, but I'm not sure about the sound quality, so I'll just play this one, Out of Luck, and then we will be playing some public service announcements, and I'll be right back to talk about another event that happened last night. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I didn't get too close to you, I didn't want to fall in love. You told me all the stories that the boys in the glory nearly died when you gave them a shove. But I fell for you and I'm feeling funny, like maybe I'm the next in line. I guess I'm just another guy out of luck. Whoa, whoa, I guess this time I'm just running out of luck. We'll be right back.
BC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is 5:40, and I've got about 20 minutes left. The drummer from Black Mountain liked my post about me playing Black Mountain on CITR, so that made me feel really good. So I'm just wanting to highly recommend their album for yay. So yeah, I talked about a couple events last night, Black Mountain and the Buzzcocks, and there was another event that is a very sad event that happened last night. It was the Todd Sirius Memorial. So Todd Sirius was a singer of a band called Rebel Spell, and he passed away. He died in a hiking accident in March. And so it says here, this is an article about his death. Todd Sirius, singer of the Rebel Spell band and one of the most articulate and passionate members of the Vancouver punk scene, is died March 7th from injuries sustained from a fall in Black Velvet Canyon, Nevada. So he was age 41. He was climbing with his brother, so he was like an avid rock climber. And so that's really sad. He really had a commitment to social justice, First Nations sovereignty, and animal rights. And so there was a memorial for him. Now, Chris Walter, the punk rock writer and publisher, made a note on his Facebook. He said, "So glad we made it to the Todd Sirius Memorial last night. The energy in the room and the love and respect was amazing. There were little kids punching their fists in the air from daddy's shoulders, bodies flying, beer spraying, and hundreds of voices all singing along. Along with the full-on punk rockers with multicolored mohawks, there were old ladies, hippies, and weirdos of every stripe. Todd would have loved the diversity of the crowd, and I didn't see a single fight, just smiling and sometimes teary faces. It was a hell of a send-off, and I'm so happy that I was there. Much love and respect to the Rebel Spell crew." So that's really sad. And I'm going to play something from their 2014 album. Everybody said that they were like a really sort of up-and-coming, important punk rock band in Vancouver. And Vancouver has a long history of great punk rock bands. We're very fortunate to have a good music scene. So I'm just going to play a few tracks from their album, It's a Beautiful Future. How about this one? It's called Mover of Movers. This is Todd Sirius singing. Rest in peace, Todd.
Passions.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host for the hour, Sarah Lapsley. It's my summer slot all summer, 6 to 7 p.m. on Sundays. Yay. That was The Rebel Spell. Todd Sirius, the singer, was killed in a hiking accident in March, and his memorial was last night. So just played two songs from their album, It's a Beautiful Future. I played Mover of Movers, and All We Want is to Be Left Alone. So that's really sad. Todd Sirius sounds like a super cool guy with a lot of friends. Now I'm going to play a song, a couple songs by another Todd that I know, Todd Fancy. He's still alive and well. He's my best friend. We dated for a while in the early 2000s. We dated for like 2 years. We kind of hated each other and had a terrible relationship. But then when we broke out, we decided we wanted to stay friends, and we've actually been really good friends ever since. And it's kind of a mystery to our friends, but he's like my brother. And I'm like his sister. He's best known for his guitar work. He's the rhythm guitar player. Well, and he plays a lot of leads as well for the New Pornographers. Prior to that, he played in Limb Lifter. And he does a lot of solo work. So he's busy with the Pornographers a lot touring. But the rest of the time, he like hides in his house and also at various studios around town. And he makes soft rock. So if you met Todd, you'd be surprised, because he's like a big, tall, tall, dark, and handsome kind of guy. You wouldn't think he's like this mellow softy. So I'm going to just switch to the soft rock portion of the show. I'm almost out of time. Now, I was mean to Todd on the full moon night. We talked on the phone, and I was pretty mean to him, and he was a bit mean to me. So I do want to apologize for my part in the full moon mayhem, and I want to play a couple songs by Todd Fancy. Now, I know he's not listening because he wouldn't like it that I'm playing his songs, but he deserves the exposure. This is the kind of guy who's like, when he dies, it'll be like, you will discover this canon of music that he left behind but never put out in the world. But he's a phenomenal songwriter, singer, and producer. He works with a lot of really amazing session musicians and professional musicians. This one's a favorite of mine, Karma's Out to Get Me, from his second album, Schmancy. You're listening to Todd Fancy.
Was there
listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host for the hour, Sarah Lapsley, and we are out of time. There is a broadcast at 7 p.m., which is something special that someone has put together, and I'm sorry I don't remember the name, but do stay tuned for that. That was some soft rock by Todd Fancy from his album Schmancy. Karma's Out to Get Me and Lost in Twilight. Beautiful orchestrated soft rock. And I actually sang on that last one, Lost in Twilight. So I'm going to just sign off with a more mainstream number. One of my favorite bands, British pop masters, Squeeze. This song actually makes me cry. I think I might cry while I listen to it because I wish it was true this summer. sort of a love infatuation song. I'm going to sign off, though, and I will catch you next Sunday, 6 to 7 p.m. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Squeeze.